Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of this discussion of pricing for your silage, Extension Specialist Galen Erickson talked about examples of pricing for each stage of silage, in the field, in a silo, or delivered to a bunk. On today's Almanac, he focuses on critical steps to silage storage that can help you with your bottom line.
There's really three management practices that are critical. One is packing it and going to give you some recommendations on how much to pack. Two is you should explore the use of inoculants or not. There's lots of different inoculant options, and at least based on benchtop experiments, they've been shown to help decrease losses at the time of harvest and the time of feeding. And then third is covering it, and a more oxygen limiting barrier you can get, the better. And there's some really cool options on covers, but the most critical thing is get it covered, and get it covered as soon as you get the bunker made. So obviously in most operations, we're talking about bunker storage. And so the target to pack it is 16 pounds of dry matter or more per cubic foot. On an as-is basis, that's 45 pounds or more of corn silage in a 1 foot by 1 foot cube. And that's, you know, that's quite a bit of weight. So it takes a lot of packing. I think our dairy cousins have done a better job over the years of managing shrink and putting up silage. And we're on a bit of a mission to have all of our beef producers do a better job, because frankly, you're going from an ingredient that we think is cost effective, good energy source for whether you have cows or backgrounding calves or your feeder, but you can go from having a really cost effective energy source as corn silage to not making it worthwhile to put up. So how you manage this is probably the most critical 2 days or 2 weeks or whatever it takes, the most critical 2 weeks of how silage is going to work for you in terms of how profitable it'll be. It is a difficult measure, first off, because really you want to quantify pounds of dry matter harvested and put in the bunker and pounds of dry matter fed. And you can imagine that's a little bit tough to do when you got to add it all up. But best estimates I've seen of shrink out there in terms of doing the best job, it's hard to get below 10 or 12% shrink on a dry matter basis. Sometimes people say, well, my silage shrinks only 8%. Well, that's because they measured the as-is weight in and the as-is weight out, which, remember I said silage gets a little wetter in the pile. And so it's actually deflates your shrink estimate. But I think a 10 to 12% is excellent. 15 would be normal. And if you get above 18 to 20% shrink, I think you should explore not putting up silage and going to some alternative. So that's how important it is. And you look at some of the piles that you see, unfortunately, in some of the country, and not covered and not packed real well and a little bit loose and not feeding it out at a fast enough rate. You add all that stuff up, and it is not hard to get to 20%. Now, I would say a lot of times silage gets a bad rap for shrink. Our hay shrink too. Our dry feeds, you know, that are forages that are kept outside, can shrink quite a bit too. So I don't think the sky is falling to expect some shrink, but it is really important to manage. If nothing else, our biggest benefit to the listener today is pay attention when you're putting up silage on how you pack it, use of inoculant, and covering, and with an oxygen limiting barrier.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.